Now finally gave the Ringer's Philly crew a podcast. I'm Ben Solak.
And I'm Sheil Kapadia. That's right, just a couple Philly guys with a new space to fire off some Eagles takes, get caught up in the Sixers chaos and more.
We'll be coming to you twice a week on Sundays and Thursdays, plus bonus episodes whenever we get breaking news or Philly drama.
Plus, when Harden and Embiid somehow convince you suckers that this year's going to be different, our fellow Philly stands at the Ringer will have you covered on the Sixers and all your other favorite teams in town.
It's Philly sports, Sheil. What could possibly go wrong?
Join the fun and follow the Ringer's Philly special now on Spotify.
It's the Bill Simmons podcast presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filtered by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same game parlays for every NBA game. Download the app today. Bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. This episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. While you refresh your space and take care of your spring cleaning, now's a great time to look into Simply Safe home security. It's the only home security I use, and I can't recommend it enough, especially as we head toward the summer when people disappear, when they go on vacations, when they go do things, and you don't want to leave your house or your apartment on its own. You deserve some peace of mind. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/BS. There's no safe like Simply Safe. We're also brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. Basketball season is upon us. It's October. Somehow the season is starting in 16 days. It's going to be 15 days on Monday by the time you hear this. We have the Ringer NBA show. We have the Mismatch with Chris Vernon, Kevin O'Connor. We have some fun video stuff planned. We have KOC going to Vegas on Tuesday to see Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson going head to head. A lot of basketball royalty is going to be there. I was thinking about going, but then I decided, wait a second, why would I go to some random basketball game in the first part of October when I could just stay home? So that's what I'm going to do because I'm old. Got the Clippers tickets. Got to figure that one out. Preseason games. You can't give those away. That would be a good bit. Just me walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard trying to give two Clippers preseason tickets away. It's unclear if people want to go to the regular season Clippers. We'll find out. This is going to be my 19th season as a Clipper season ticket. My God, 19 seasons as a Clipper season ticket holder. Needless to say, no finals games for that one. Coming up on this podcast, Cousin Sal and I are going to rehash week 4. We're going to try to anoint Bailey Zappi as the new savior of not only the New England Patriots, but the league. I've had bronchitis for the last couple days. I'm on antibiotics. I'm on cold medication. I am lit right now. I'm not even sure I should be doing a podcast. Let's bring in Pearl Jam! All right, Cousin Sal is here taping this 8:45 Sunday night. I'm going to be out of control in this pod. I've been battling bronchitis for 3 days. I'm on all kinds of cold stuff. You've got boxes in the background. I don't know what's going on in your life. This could be the craziest pod we've had. The Pats down arrow, even though almost beat the Packers in Lambeau. Cowboys up arrow. Cowboys Eagles combined 7-1. And it's looking like the class of the NFL, that division. That's the best divisional rivalry right now.
I hadn't even thought of that. It's not the AFC West. Yeah.
Well, I wrote down all the division rivalries, right? If we're going to say 2022 division rivalries, Philly, Dallas, Baltimore, Cincy, Buffalo, Miami, Minnesota, Green Bay, Rams, San Francisco, Chiefs, Chargers, Tampa, New Orleans, or Indianapolis, Tennessee. Philly, Dallas, good history. Philly's playing the best in the league right now. You got the Cooper Rush Ewing theory thing going, a big quarterback controversy that I know you don't want to talk about, but we're going to talk about it. And I think I'm most excited for Philly Dallas this year.
It's very exciting. It's funny you mentioned rivalries because the Cowboys and what was the Redskins and what was the football team and is now the Commies is was supposed to be a rivalry. And then they showed up in those uniforms that looked like a cross between prison uniforms, between Steelers ripoff, between Army. I don't know what it was. I hate that. Like, if you're going to screw with the uniforms, don't do it during a rivalry, right? Do it for Detroit and Seattle, because everybody across the board hates those uniforms. And the only way it makes money, which I know it comes out of money, is because these kids who need to buy every uniform that a team owns. But I'm with you. That's a great rivalry. I'm happy about this division.
I hate the uniform thing too. I don't understand it. The Bengals the other day on Thursday night, playing these uniforms. Yeah, you could have told me they were 100 different teams in college or the NFL, and I would have believed you. You could have told me they were Wisconsin State. Any team, any city, I wouldn't have known.
Would you pay extra? Like you say, look, we need to make money. The NFL is dirt poor, and you're lucky if this league is even around next year. But we need to make money on new jerseys. Now, if you put money up in the beginning of the season, we won't subject you to these hideous jerseys, but it would have been money you spent on them. Would you go for that? I think I would. $25 a person?
Why like not? We all put in $20 and they can't do these dumb uniforms anymore?
Yeah, we vote them down right away. Yeah,
I would put in $20 for Channel 701 on DirecTV that has the four games going, but somehow like a shitload of space on the left side that's just completely unused. Because there are so many games. They loaded the early games today.
Yeah,
and I had four on the main TV, and then I had seven games going, and I was just mad the whole time that they've screwed up Channel 701. The easiest all-time layup of a TV channel. Just put four boxes and fill the TV.
Well, how about when they have three
ads and stupid shit?
There was three in the late afternoon, and then you have to have that dead box that says, like, Jets win or something stupid, right, from 3.5 hours earlier. It's like, why can't you make those three games? I don't know. There's a way to do it that they're bigger screens and there's just three of them.
Yeah. God forbid. Anyway, your team plays Philly twice and might be our only chance to stop the Eagles from going 20-0 this year, which I was joking about with Ben Solak last week, but now it doesn't feel like as much of a joke.
I know. I keep trying to find the flaw, and I like them this week. And, you know, I could blame Trevor Lawrence fumbling four times, losing four fumbles.
No, let's blame that. Let's blame the four fumbles. Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Anyway.
By the way, aside from the bronchitis, you lost money today. I could just tell.
I
don't know
did.
How.
Are you kidding?
I don't know what how you did it. Yeah. Who did you have? I mean, I guess we'll get to it, but I went 11-2-1, but I don't want to talk about that. I made like $40 going 11-2-1, but did the Jags hurt you? I know.
What
Jags
were your two losses?
My two losses were I had the Steelers and I had some.
Oh my God!
Team,
you almost won the Steelers.
I know. Well, I won some that I should have lost too.
I'd say the Jaguars is one of them.
Yeah. Oh, and I won against Arizona because I still think they suck. But yeah, those are my two losses.
They might. There were a couple weird results today. Mm-hmm. But the Eagles, they're down 14-0. The Jaguars never score again. And then they finally get one late. But it goes from 14-0 to what? 29-14? I think the Eagles had 29 uninterrupted points. And Lawrence, who I was really bullish on, I thought he was playing great. And he stunk. The bad weather, I don't know what was going on, but he just couldn't hold on the ball. And the Eagles, it was almost like watching what happened to the Celtics. Here we go. NBA Finals when the Warriors were just diving at the ball because they just, you know, Miami had stumbled on this game plan of like anytime Jaylen Brown goes to the basket, just dive at his knees and try to tip the ball. And that's what the Eagles was doing with Lawrence. They were just trying to like bat his balls like he was a basketball player. And guess what? It worked. He had four fumbles and didn't recover any of them somehow.
I was excited because the 14-0 lead, and I don't know if anyone's paying attention, but the Eagles, if you could get on them for one thing, is they got shut out the last two second halves. I'm like, oh boy. So this is a quick starting team, and they did not have a quick start, but sure enough, they put up 9 points in the fourth quarter, which was enough. Yeah. Jalen Hurts threw the interception. I was all set. I was
pick
all
six.
For it. Oh, I was all set. Right, exactly. And then they had 210 yards rushing. So they hurt you. Many different ways. Oh, how great would it have been if this team with Cooper Rush was tied with the Eagles, didn't lose any ground for first place almost a quarter of the way through the season.
The Eagles are good. They continue to be impressive. The fact that they could just erase 14-0 deficits like that, couple big play receivers,
They're mm-hmm. able to run the ball. Hurts can pull two third downs out of his ass, two thirds and third and longs. And they have pass rush. You know, they were really, the Jags offensive line isn't awesome, but they were swarming it. And I don't know. I was really impressed. The fact that they did that in bad weather too. Didn't feel like last year that was really a bad weather team. So there's that.
Yeah, it's very balanced on offense, like 200 yards passing, 200 yards rushing. That, like you said, a pass rush with Haason Reddick led the way with two sacks, I think. Yeah, I'm scared of this team. I'm officially afraid. I don't know that they win the NFC, but I saw a bunch of crap otherwise. So I'm not sure who else I would take other than them.
Well, we created a podcast, the Ringers Philly Special, right before mm-hmm. the season to cover the Eagles and then do the Sixers. And I'm starting to worry that Philly might be the new Boston, where the Eagles, they're going to be in the mix. I think the Sixers are going to be really good this year. I hate to say it, but I like their team. And maybe there's going to be some sort of Philly thing that's happening over the next 9 months, starting with the Eagles, moving in with the Sixers. The Sixers, I think, have the kind of juiciest odds. They're that second tier contender, but I don't think they should be. I think they should be at least up if Harden's going to be in shape. So anyway, there might be a Philly renaissance coming.
Well, listen,
you don't care because the Mets season is done.
I was just going to say, don't bring up the actual Phillies because then we're diving into baseball and that's an area I don't want to hit at all. Disgusting.
Well,
disgusting.
Since the last time we saw you, Dallas won twice and did it impressively. Yeah. And you didn't really seem like you lost. I admittedly did not watch a ton of Cowboys Washington today because it just felt like one of those games you had. But good defense. You can run the ball a little. Make some throws. What am I missing? It looks like I thought when you lost your left tackle, I thought your team was going to fall apart. It didn't happen. So why?
I'm trying to think, did you ever have a time when you rather see the defense than the offense? No, well, that wouldn't be the case with any of the Brady years, right? For your team? But
the first Brady year was like that. I felt we had an advantage when we were on defense almost.
Right. So now we're talking almost two decades since you felt that way. And I don't even mind the Cowboys offense, like 15 for 27, two touchdowns. I'll take that every single day out of Cooper Rush. And, you know, as long as the CD Lamb step up and don't drop. And Michael Gallup was a nice, comeback. Even Ezekiel Elliott isn't, you don't feel like cutting him at halftime. Right. He gets some tough yards. So, this is a tough team. I don't know that, they'll go to Lambeau in January and win, but 25-10 and you're not worried at all in the fourth quarter. You can't ask for much more.
So the worst division rivalry, I think, is Indianapolis, Tennessee. Indy stinks, which we said last week. Mm-hmm. Tennessee's okay. I don't really trust any receiver they have, but I think they're better coached than Indianapolis is. That division, that really could be our 8-9 division champ division. If the Jags, maybe this was an anomaly. I still believe in the talent on that team, but that was a pretty big pratfall they had today, considering that it's just to blow a 14-0 lead, I thought was brutal. But I out of those four teams, I think I like them the most. But I don't know if other than Indy, the Tennessee, Houston came within three of a pretty banged up Chargers team today, and then they fell apart. But I think that's our worst division, right?
I think you're right. And I said that, 8 or 9 wins takes this division because they're not going to be lopsided victories over the Jaguars and Texans. Those teams are older and better now than they were a year ago. It actually may even be better than these two teams that we're discussing. I mean, the Texans are what? 0-3-1 and they're top three, no exaggeration, teams in the NFL. No, all right, maybe that's an exaggeration. No, I got on the case of the NFL, Mike. Is anyone good, really? Like, I was annoyed with the Bills, and then they won. But I think a better game to play is, who's the worst team? Who's the absolute worst team in the league right now? And whatever it's your not, first four guesses are going to be wrong.
It's not Pittsburgh?
Okay, you got it right. No, I don't know. I don't know. Like, they show flashes. I guess it would have to be Pittsburgh at this point. But it's not Houston, right? It's not Detroit or Seattle, as you would think. It's not Atlanta, as you might think. It's not any of the teams. I mean, there's the Bears are probably right up there, but they have two wins. There's a bunch of two-win teams that are just atrocious, I think.
I would have it between Pittsburgh and the Bears. I watched the Bears. I stupidly bet on the Bears today. And it was a bet against the Giants. So I actually feel okay about it. It's like, all right, the Giants have no receivers. How are they going to score more than 10 points? Danny Dimes will throw a pick. They lose both quarterbacks during the game. Yeah. They throw for 71 yards total in the game, and the Bears lose by 8.
And how about this? Watching their top wide receiver was Darius Slayton, one catch for 11 yards.
Yeah. Watching it, we were joking, like, Fields is just a running back. Like, he should actually have the Derrick Henry running back shoulder pads, because they just know they're not going to really, anytime anything breaks down for more than a second, he's scampering off. But to lose to a team that had 71 passing yards, you would have thought that's the most incredible thing we're going to see today. And then you have the Falcons, who basically did the same thing. Mariota finished 7 for 19 for 139 yards and a pick. And they somehow still beat Cleveland. They ran for 202 yards, the Falcons. And I think, before we get back to your worst team thing, I think the Falcons might be this year's how the fuck did they make the playoffs team. I thought it was going to be the Panthers.
Really?
And I think it's going to be the Falcons. They're 3-1.
That division just stinks. I feel like full divisions take off in a single day, right? Like, the Saints look lousy. I don't care that they were in it at the end. And the Bucs look lousy. And the Saints, the Falcons won. Carolina was bad.
By the way, Falcons are 2-2. I got that wrong. I'm on a lot of meds. Yeah. But they could go 9-8 and make the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess. We were looking for a team in that division to stand up to the Bucs. And I still think the Bucs defense is good. I think they play the Falcons next week, right? Yeah. So maybe this sounds dated, but yeah, that's not a pretty division. So, but they're definitely not the worst team. I mean, you nailed it with the Steelers. Maybe it was an easier exercise than I thought.
No, I think Steelers and Bears have to be in the conversation. If you look at the point differential right now, Washington's the worst. -34. Colts are -28. Titans are -26. So nobody's like really egregiously bad. If you think who is the worst the last three games, it's Washington. But Washington had that win in week one against the Jags. But Washington is trending toward potentially being the worst team.
The point is, like, I think in years past, you could say, all right, through 4 weeks, the worst team is one that struggles to score 10 points a game. I don't think we have any of those. I don't think we have any on the other end, too, where the best team is definitely putting up 35 a week, right?
I mean,
the Bills did it with 23. Chiefs definitely look great, but I don't fully trust anyone yet.
Well, if you had to bet for who's going to have the worst record this year, who would you bet on?
Right now?
Yeah.
Aren't up. Well, because I had the Bears, and that's not, doesn't seem like that's going to happen. I don't want to do Detroit.
I think the Bears could still happen. Why
you still
it
stick
happen?
With the
They're
Bears?
They're 2-2. No, they're 2-2. I certainly wouldn't cross them off. Texans are 0-3-1, but like you said, they've hung around in every game. They had that Chargers game. It was a 3-point game. I thought they were going to win.
Right.
They were right there, and it looked like the Chargers were caving, like always. The Commanders and Steelers are 1-3. I mean, we have the 1-3 teams are Vegas, Carolina, New England, New Orleans, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Washington, Houston. So
I got it. You're gonna think this is crazy, but if Denver hadn't won last week and they were sitting at 1-2, right? If they were 1-3 with the toughest schedules they have, I would take a chance with them.
Let's we'll take a quick break, and then we got to talk about Russell, Hustle, and Bustle. End the NFL week right on Monday night with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. One of my favorite things about FanDuel, same game parlays. We got one Monday night, Rams 49ers. I think the Rams are going to win. I've been cold, but if you want to listen to me, maybe my luck will turn. Rams to win, Cup to score a touchdown any time of the game. Deebo Samuel over 29.5 rushing yards. That is +656 on FanDuel right now. Go check it out. Go make your own. You can continue building same game parlays even after the game has started, and there's no feeling better from a gambling standpoint than nailing an SGP. Lock it in today on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, get a no sweat first bet. Up to $1,000 with promo code BS. That is promo code BS. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You must be 21 plus in select states. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How you doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited? or exhausted? Are you like me where you're looking at April and you're just thinking, man, there's a lot of sports. There's a lot of podcast content. There's a lot of stuff to watch. I got to make sure I don't lose control of the narrative here. Got to spend time with the family. Got to unwind. Got to spend time with my friends. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up heading into the summer. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time, but therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can give you the help for the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BillSimmons today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/BillSimmons. All right, the Broncos. Here's where I'd be really scared if I was a Broncos fan. It's not just that they're 2-2. It seems like they lost Javonte Williams, who is their best offensive player. It's one of those. It's definitely a knee injury. We'll find out tomorrow. It's not good. You read the tweets. Everybody's like, it's not good. It's not good. When do the it's not good tweets come out? And then it turns out, no, it's actually totally fine. He's played next week. It's usually a terrible sign.
Knees are bad. Randy Gregory, too, right? On the defensive end. He was carted off the two knee injuries between Williams and Gregory. Yep.
And then we could talk about Russ in a sec, but the fact that their last six games, Chiefs twice, Chargers twice, at Baltimore, home for Arizona, if they're not at least 500 heading into that stretch, they're not going to make the playoffs. My guess is they'll be like maybe 5-7 or, you know, 5-6, whatever. They're six games. I can't even remember how many games. We have 17 games.
Yeah.
Let's say they're 5-6 going into that stretch. It's done. Cross them off. They have to be, I would say, 7-4 going into that stretch. And that team, from what we've seen and then the injuries today, that team's not going to be at 7-4. They might be a cross-off. We talked about this when we did the over-unders, and I was like, I can't decide. Denver or Miami, who's getting that 7 seed? It's clearly Miami is the team.
Well, clearly, I mean, we haven't talked about Tua, but they have to sit him. They have to get ahead of what the league is going to spank them for and sit Tua for six games, right? I mean, and then you're confident in Teddy Bridgewater? I'm not sure. I don't know if it's either of those two teams, but I'm willing Denver to come in fourth because that's what I picked. I wasn't right about many things. I had the Raiders to win that division, the Saints to win the NFC South.
So maybe your Vegas thing's still alive.
Yeah, I think they're better than 1-3, that's for sure. But I don't have high hopes for Denver, even before the Javonte Williams. I mean, they just, Russ doesn't look the same. I know you leave him voicemail messages, but he just does not look the same at all. He's chucking balls into the ground. And not really in trouble when he's doing it.
There was a play today. They had like a long third down, and it was in the second half. He bought himself some time, and he scrambled out of the pressure. Mm-hmm. And in the old days, he either would have run and done one of those crazy Russell Wilson runs, or he would have bought himself some time and just chucked it downfield. And he just checked down and threw it for like 7 yards, and it was short of the first down. And it was the kind of play like you would expect like Geno Smith to make, or you know, Andy Dalton. Or anybody who's just on that Andy Dalton level of QBs, right? Tyrod Taylor, whoever, you name it. And that was when I was thinking, he just might not have it anymore. We see it happen. It doesn't usually happen with football quarterbacks like this, but we see it happen in other sports where somebody's an all-star, an all-pro, and then it kind of flips. The only thing you can say in his favor is like new team, new coach, new personnel. They don't have a lot of practice during the summer. It takes a while. Like what we saw from the Chiefs tonight, where the Chiefs looked awesome tonight. They looked like dog shit last week. And maybe like give them the benefit of the doubt. But this is, if you watch Wilson, like we talked about before the season, if you watched him before this season, this is how he looked in Seattle for a year and a half. So
yeah,
I feel like this is who he is.
You're not wrong. And I don't think it's bad for you to say that. Like, well, it's not that surprising. He's going to be 34 at the end of the year. So that's, you know. I will bring up basketball again, but that's what's the equivalent, like when a center turns 30, younger than that, right? But you see, it's all speed, right? So the speed catches up to you And then all of a sudden, you don't have the advantage. In addition to everything you just said, new team. But the biggest problem is, like you said, they don't have a stretch to catch their breath, right? They don't have, like, all right, they have Houston, Detroit, and Seattle the next three, so they'll be okay. It's just get slapped in the face. They on 3 days rest, they have Indianapolis, and watch JT go crazy on them. Something stupid will happen there.
The coach seems pretty brutal hire. He could be a one
and
done.
That's the other thing.
Yep. And then the Minnesota coach doesn't seem much better either. The other KOC, not the Ringers KOC, but Minnesota KOC, pretty tough.
Did we give Coach Zimmer too much crap? Like, maybe because the one thing that stands out to me is the defense isn't that good. Packers defense doesn't seem as good as they should be either. But the Saints and Andy Dalton were moving the ball pretty much at will when they needed to from the second quarter on.
Yeah, that felt like one of those, how the fuck did New Orleans, like classic London game, how the fuck did New Orleans win that with all these weapons missing? And then somehow Minnesota had the classic 1-3. It was the double doink. But yep. I think they pushed. Where did the line end? Did the line end at 3 on Sunday?
Oh, no. It went to like 4.5 with all the injuries.
Oh, so the Saints covered.
Okay. Yeah, Saints covered. And I know like 80% of the tickets on Caesars at least had the Vikes. So, did you watch the game? Did you get up for it?
I did. I watched the last three quarters. I skipped the first quarter because I was sick. But
all right, so you didn't
not
have to
even
worry
bronchitis
about it.
Could stop me from watching a shitty London game. I had to do it.
You didn't have to replace Kamara. I mean, everybody was devastated by that. When it's on the West Coast, when your guy gets taken out of the lineup at 5:50 a.m., you just want to shoot somebody.
Well, Lewis K., PR guy for the Stars, mm-hmm. He's in the league where I'm the commissioner, and he sent me a text at 6:27 PT, panicked. Hey, can you change, put Pollard in for Kamara? The league
lost, oh, I love
but
it.
The game hasn't started yet. There's nothing worse as the commissioner than getting the text or email from that guy. And for some reason, in every league, it's one guy. It's not six. So it's the same mm-hmm. guy. And Lewis is the guy in our league. Second time. I didn't say anything, but he texted back. Second time this year where I have to come in on my white horse and do a change for him because he can't run a team. How hard is this? We're all playing by the same rules. It's like the game's locked. Get your fucking starting lineup in. There's no like, oh, I didn't realize. It's like all of us have jobs. It's not like your job's harder than my job. Put your lineup in.
Wow.
And as Kamara was questionable the whole week.
You know what's
so don't
funny
put him in. Just put Pollard in.
I don't even think you realize what's funny about this because I had the same move where I had to replace Kamara with Pollard and I just made that decision last night. I was like,
yeah,
forget it. I'm not,
you know what?
Because
you know how to play fantasy football. You it's know, not like, not oh, really, I hope though. Kamara plays and if he doesn't, I'll just email my commissioner at 6:28.
You might be giving me too much credit. You know how many points Pollard scored today?
How many?
Zero.
Is that true?
It was an exact watch. If you're in a PPR, he scored like 0.6 or something. But, oh, poor Lewis K. I think his team needs a publicist. I mean, after all the damage you just did to it, that's funny.
He might actually, I'm in two leagues with him because he's in our AL Keeper League too. And he's never really contended. And his team's usually a disaster. No. And it's always somebody else's fault. And I just think he should take a break from fantasy sports.
Oh my God. Is that right? Is he getting canceled?
I'm just lashing out.
His team's getting canceled.
We love
hilarious.
He loves when we talk. But yeah, he is that guy. Does you run a fantasy league? Do you have the one guy who texts you at 6:29?
Yeah, it's my friend Frank, who's been doing this for 30 years. Yeah.
Still can't get it right.
I thought on internet we'd be better off, but I don't know if he even has a computer. But the London game is trouble. It really is. I think it caused trouble in families. Like I had the volume way. I did my thing where I turned the volume way down the night before and put it on NFL Network and so that I could just hit one button, right? And you won't hear anything. But it lights up the room like a spaceship landed on our porch. So my wife is screaming at me at 6:26 a.m. West Coast. It's too many time zones away. I know they want it in prime time wherever the game is played, but I think they have to play in Greenland or something, like one or two time zones.
You just start it at 7 o'clock. Don't start it at 6:30 Pacific.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The other thing, why is the crowd so raucously crazy at those games? Are they like intentionally getting the fans drunk? What's going on? Those are like the best crowds in the NFL now.
And it looks like a great field too.
Yeah.
Right?
seems like a really fun.
I don't want to crap on MetLife, but it's I was there for the Giants Cowboys and miraculously saw a Cowboys win for the first time over the Giants ever in my life out of five, I think. And I was like, wow, I'm watching this game in London where there's a game once a year. And they make a better football presentation.
Yeah, I don't. MetLife, which was built, what, 10 years ago?
No. I had this argument with, I guess it was 12. Yeah, the Super 12? Bowl was 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, they had, in my opinion, any stadium that's built within the last 15 years, if the fans don't like it, it's just an abject disaster. Inside the stadium, it's fine, but it's so hard to get in and out. And then when you get in, it's like this five-story, you know, like freaking, it takes forever to go anywhere. And it's just this all-day thing. I don't think people want to spend half of their day going to and from a football stadium. Hard for me to believe they didn't figure that piece out. You're building a brand new stadium. How do you not figure out getting in, getting out?
I'm not going to argue with that. I think you're referring to our very own Los Angeles SoFi Stadium, which I'm not looking forward to going to Cowboys Rams this week.
I mean, if Louis K was trying to get out of the MetLife Stadium, he'd probably like 1 minute before, like call the Uber driver, like, hey, can you, I've just decided right now I need an Uber.
Should Louis K become MetLife Stadium's publicist?
We might have to bring him on next week. He might have to come on to defend himself next week.
No way he will. He'll never.
Last minute text Louis K. Last minute Louis. Can we hear that be his new nickname? Last minute Louis. Uh-oh, the game's about to start. Wait, I got a text. Oh, it's Louis. I got to make a lineup change.
Wait, so did you change it? Did you end up changing it?
I did. But I did the thing where I didn't mention, I didn't respond back to show my contempt.
No, but then you have to alert his teammate, not his teammate, his opponent, and say, yeah, he got this in on time. You had to go through all that too?
Eh, whatever. Powered at 0 points.
Right, I know.
The other thing is, it was 6:28 in the morning. Like, what if I was sleeping? What if I had my phone set for like beeps and then somebody beeps and I think like it's my dad and something happened? No, it's Louis needs a lineup change for the London game. Last second. Thanks, Louis.
Louis. London Louis.
Last
again.
Minute Louis. London Louis. Oh, man. Can we talk about Tua really quick? It's been beaten to death the last 5 days of Brantley Stowe because this was a terrible story. We were on this podcast last week talking about how we thought he was concussed and whatever. Just the NFL. So Chris Nowinski, who was on is at the forefront of the concussion stuff, and he's done incredible amounts of good stuff. He was on my podcast at ESPN, I think at least once. He's a great Twitter follower. Mm-hmm. And he tweeted before that Bengals-Dolphins game, if Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued and should lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it, even if they must know this isn't right. One of the things that Chris has done a lot of work on, and all those concussion guys that starts in Harvard, it's great. And I think the work they've done, they've been getting brains for a long time, and it's just really, really valuable, and we've learned a ton from them. One of the things we've learned is, like, if you get a concussion, you come back too soon, you get another concussion, it's like worth five concussions. It's like when your brain isn't healed yet and gets another one, that's when you get real damage. Right. You can recover from a concussion, but you need to recover from it. And you get the second one, and that's when, you know. So his whole thing is like, if somebody gets two that close together, you should just be out, you know, for months. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be so interested to see how they handle the when should Tua come back part of this, because they're still claiming he didn't have a concussion initially, but he definitely did. And then the second one, he had the clenched fingers thing, which was just awful. And even if they say, no, he's feeling better, I think he should be gone. I'm not just saying this like from a competitive thing because the Patriots are in that division. This is just like somebody's life. I think he should be gone for at least 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, number one, you can't leave it up to him, right? Like when they're saying, he watched this movie with the team and he was laughing like, oh, stop with this crap. This has nothing to do with anything, right? Like, hey, put his pants on and it all working. He buttoned them and everything. It's like, you screwed up. We're going to see somewhere that he had two concussions in 4 days. That video we saw of him last week walking off against the Bills between plays. We've all had back injuries. I know you've had a back injury. You never buckle like that after a back injury, right? That's what they claim the injury was, his back. Yeah, you don't become like one of those in front of like a car wash, one of those balloon men guys. It was disgusting. And then the same thing. And I was out. And so I'm watching and I thought, I'm like, oh, he mangled his finger. Is that what I saw? Because I wasn't like paying attention. I was like out at an event. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? No, that's at least 6 to 8 weeks. Like I said, on their own before the NFL steps in and says, no, Dolphins, you're about to be fined again for another ludicrous thing. Now, that said, I do think some people are hypocritical about this, like on Twitter, like people who have said, oh, let them play. Maybe not with head injuries, but people definitely want in general their stars to play hurt, to try to play hurt. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy here. But when it's head injuries, I think anything goes and you got to protect these guys.
I think part of the hypocrisy, which I think belongs to all of us, is that Thursday game snuck up on everybody. First of all, he went back in the second half. And it didn't pass the smell test for any of us, but only like Chris Nowinski is the only one I saw who just came out and was like, this is the most fucked up thing I've seen in a long time. This has to, they can't allow this to happen. And then it happened. Maybe if there were people out there that were doing that, I think for the most part, people were like, oh, maybe he didn't get a concussion. I think we're benefit of the doubting too much with a league that, even though it's made the game a little bit safer, I wouldn't say they're exactly caring for the players.
And what about it's right in our face that highlight of him. Like, it's not like he went under the blue tent and couldn't remember his mother's maiden name or something, like, and they hid that. Like, that was there for everyone to see. It's disgraceful.
Yeah, like if you fall into those best fight videos on Twitter or any of those, you see those YouTube clips or whatever, and when a guy gets punched like that, and they'll like stagger around 2 seconds later. That's basically what he did. Like, he tried to get up, and the first time, not the second time, tried to get up. And then he's like, you know, he had wobbly knees. It was like a boxer when they're giving them the 10 count and he's trying to stand up, say he's fine. And then he's not fine. And the ref will just stop it.
Wasn't a Roy Jones Jr. thing where he was like pretending he was not just to beat the guy. Right. Or
Ric Flair.
That it certainly wasn't. Right. No Ric Flair.
Well, it was a terrible story. And the league has been able to skate on these for a while because people love football. We talked about this at the beginning of the year. The league is like immune to this stuff. People, during the pandemic, people are so happy to have football back. Everybody gives it a wide, wide swath. But in this case, they almost can't let Tua come back until they know he's like 170%, not even 100%. He needs to be like able, he needs to be like Goodwill Hunting at a fucking chalkboard, doing math formulas and speaking multiple languages before I would feel good about sending him out there. I'm telling you, all the work on this is 2 concussions in less than a week. Like, this is like what happened to Eric Lindros. This is what's happened to a bunch of different athletes who were just never the same. Fucking Antonio Brown in a hotel room in Dubai. Remember that concussion he took? I don't feel like he was ever the same since then. In that playoff game, he got knocked out cold. Like, he was out. He was like unconscious. And he was, I don't think he was ever the same after that.
There might be like 45 things wrong with him. I don't know. You know, I don't
even
know.
Yeah, but you don't narrow down the concussion.
He's in Britney Spears territory where we can't even make fun of him. But the one thing's for sure, we can't let Tua decide on his own when he's ready to come back, right? That's maybe if he's able to field Lewis K's text on a Sunday morning, like, that'll be a nice step forward. Like, all right, he's got his wits about him.
Well, like, if your son got a concussion playing football.
Yeah.
How many weeks would you say there's no fucking way you're playing? Because I've thought about this. I've talked about this with my wife.
We had an agreement that it was going to be one and done. And then you see the excitement of the game and that they're 5-1 and he's making an input. He's making an impact, like blocking extra points and stuff. And then it clouds your judgment. It's easy. That's what I mean. It's easy to be hypocritical about it. But yeah, I would definitely, if he's woozy and like staring at his eggs in the morning, I want him out for a while, like, you know, the whole rest of the season, probably.
Yeah, it's at least weeks. That's what the NFL, these guys get concussions. They're back in like 5 days. You know, we just had one last week. I forget. Was it one of the receivers, Duvernay, the Ravens? He had a concussion. He's like, he's feeling better. He's going to play this week. He's just got a concussion. He's feeling better. What does that mean? So they got to completely overhaul this. And the one thing the league has shown, and this is not praise, mm-hmm. they'll fuck things up like royally. They'll do like the dumbest. They'll do almost the opposite of what they should do. But then when enough people notice, they will like kind of be like, oh, man, all right. And then they'll put in some sort of policy. Like they have fixed stuff. But it's like you have yeah. to beat them over the head with it to get them to fix it. No pun intended.
And the right people have to be upset about it, or the wrong people, right? So like
yeah.
COVID, I think you could have COVID on Monday at this point and get in the game Sunday. I'm not sure if that's true. I think you could have COVID like the week before, you know, the week 3 days leading up. If you pop a negative, you're good. This changed yeah. over the couple of years. If you compare that to head injuries, that's insanity, right?
Before we do Guess the Lines, first coach this
has
fired.
Been fun. This has been a fun talk. Yeah.
No, we had to do it.
It's necessary. I get it. Yep.
First coach fired, Matt Rhule, Ron Rivera, Frank Reich. I think those are the three right now.
I know you like the Panthers. You want to hang on to Rhule. Ron Rivera. I feel like Ron Rivera.
Wait, why do I want to hang on to Rhule? Rhule, the Panthers like are a mess. I do. Right, I think they're underachieving.
Yeah. Who was the third one? Reich?
Rhule, Rivera, and Reich.
I think they give Reich a little bit of a break. I don't know why, but I think because he'll get to 8 wins. I really wanted to give it to Kingsbury. I think he stinks. I go back and forth.
I know, but they won today. It's tough.
I know. Yeah, some of these teams are going to have 2 wins. Like the Colts are 1-2-1.
Has any team gone backwards 15 to 20 yards on more first and goals than the Cardinals?
That was crazy. I said, what am I watching here? I feel like they've had 11 plays. They almost scored. They almost got 7 there.
Kyler's just getting mad, and then they'll cut to Kingsbury, and he's screaming in his headset, and mm-hmm. they're basically like Jack Horner and Dirk Diggler in front of the pool when the ready to fucking shoot, Jack.
Yeah.
Ready to fucking shoot. What yeah. state? State of California? Like it feels like they're going to get in a huge fight every week.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Hench has a funny take on Kingsbury because he's like staring into that crazy play, that laminated play sheet, and like nothing works. It's like, all right, Kyler has to improvise, right? From the 8-yard line, and that's the only thing that works. Forget about anything you're calling. I don't know. But out of those three, I think you got it with the Panthers guy there, Rhule.
Well, it'd be funny if it was the play sheet, but it was just like this shot of a playground and kids running around, and that was the play sheet he kept looking at. Just were keeping reminding himself, I just have Kyler run around.
Yeah,
I will say
it's a blueprint. It's a blueprint for his new living room, his state of the art living room that holds a draft. Yeah,
I will say the Marquise Brown trade so far has been pretty good for them. He made some big yeah. plays today. Yeah, I did not like that trade, but he's been better on the Cardinals than he was on the Ravens. The only other thing we didn't talk about, we could talk about the rest of it when we do Guess the Lines. I wanted more from that Bills-Ravens game. It was just kind of blah. I don't know whether the weather did it or what, but Ravens took a big lead. So mm-hmm. it was kind of, this game might suck. Bills kind of came back, but there was really no electricity to that game at all. It did not feel like a showdown. Zappy Rogers was more exciting.
The old Zappy Rogers showdown? I forgot about that. Yeah. I'm not, I only got excited about that in the fourth quarter. What happened? They went for it. Instead of kicking the field goal, they went for it from the 3 and he got picked, which is the worst thing that could happen because then you're like, all right, you know what? We'll force them to go 99 yards. Like, no. Oh, wow. He intercepted in the end zone. Now they only have to go 80. And actually, they didn't have to go 80 because they only had to kick a field goal. But the Bills did a masterful job bleeding that clock. Like, I wasn't even sure. You and I are almost always sure how to control that last minute. And I'm like, man. I'm not positive. Yeah, they did a great job. I'm trying to look at for MVP odds. Do you see them yet? I thought this was going to be, I mean, he was 3-1 last week, Josh Allen. Is he going to be plus 250 because they beat the Ravens?
Well, let me ask you this. Kyle, turn the TikTok camera on.
Oh, it's time. He's 3-1 still. Yeah.
How many wins do the Eagles have to get before Jalen Hurts has a chance to win the MVP?
Mm.
Like, what if they're 16-1 and nobody else has more than 12 wins?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, what if they're 15-2?
No way. No, that's right. He's second. He's Josh Allen's 3-1, and then Lamar, Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts are all plus 550.
Yeah, I guess today was the first time I seriously started thinking about it. Because what were his odds at one point? Like 40 to 1?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
even higher?
Right in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I was thinking today, you know, I think this is going to be a weird season, and especially because it's longer, but, you know, we have that extra week and everything ebbs and flows, and all of a sudden this team looks good. The next week they don't. But it does feel like we're not going to have a lot of like high level record teams. Like, I feel like we're going to have a lot of 10 and 7, 11 and 6, 12 and 5. And that's going to be the cutoff. But that Eagles schedule is ridiculously easy compared to your
schedule.
Probably
right. Yeah.
Like your team, Dallas, you play Philly twice. You also play, you haven't even played these games yet, at the Rams, at Green Bay, at Minnesota, at Jacksonville, at Tennessee. Those are five tough games. The Eagles have your team twice. They're at Arizona and at Indy. And they're home for Green Bay and New Orleans. And they also had Jacksonville at home today instead of having to go there. It's just like, it's unbelievable how much easier their schedule is than Dallas, even though they're in the same division.
Dude, the first place center schedule is a real thing. It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
Like the Bills had to play, you know, the Ravens. Like they're all playing good teams right now, right? But, you know, you say all this, and then we watch Patrick Mahomes, like, you know, that dude, that thing where like Fonzie or Chachi used to bounce quarters off his bicep and catch him or something. Like they all that's what Mahomes is doing now with ball. Like the way he's flicking touchdowns is you're constantly reminded that he really, really is the best. And it's like, well, he's got a lot of weapons. Like, doesn't even matter. His weapons are, how many are on my team? 10 plus me. How many are on defense? 11? Okay. I don't care what name is on the back of the give me Jody Fortson. Give me McCole Hardman. Give me Justin Watson. All these guys that don't really matter. And I'm going to do a number on you. I mean, it's we underrate how impressive he is.
That was my case when I picked them to win the Super Bowl. They burned me last week against the Colts. I went against them this week with the Bucks, and then they looked awesome again. And then I'm like, I'm even a double moron because we're only 4 weeks in. I've already abandoned my Super Bowl case. Now I'm losing more money on it like an ass.
And Tampa Bay arguably had the best defense. Put 41. Now, I know they turned the ball over in enemy territory a lot, but 41 against Tampa Bay.
Well, has any team ever fumbled the opening kickoff and then won the game? Has it ever happened in the history of football?
Interesting. No, probably not.
They fumbled the opening kickoff. I'm like, I'm out. This is the loss.
It was the first play, right?
Because then they're basically getting the kickoff in both halves, including on the 20. When Mahomes had that spin play, Collinsworth was in rare form. Yeah. It was my favorite. Oh, Al. Oh, you're not Al. What's your name? Mike. Mike, that's not fair. That is not fair. Mike, Mark, who are you? That wasn't fair. Patrick Mahomes, my God. Did you see?
Great.
He went to the Thursday night game because allegedly he went because it was in Cincinnati. But you know why he went? Because he missed Al. Chris Collins.
Oh, did he? I didn't even know that. He was.
Oh,
there?
Yeah. They showed him. He was in the luxury box talking to Goodell. But, you know, he really went because, Al, I just missed what we had, Al. I just can't believe they broke us up. Amazon.
You know what?
I won't even buy Amazon anymore, Al. I don't even use Amazon Prime. I'm so upset. I miss you.
I get my razor blades at the local Ralph's. I'm not stupid. But you know who misses that? I miss them. I really do. We make
I do too.
They split up a great team and for no
they
reason.
They did.
They really did. No reason.
They
at
had
all.
So many years left. I like what
Buck and Aikman did. They stuck together. Like, all right, someone else wants me. All right, Fox, you either resign both of us or we're going somewhere else. I love that. That's great. And not just because Buck mentioned me on Monday Night Football last week. But no.
Yeah, that was nice.
They stuck together. Yeah.
Al, I go to my local drugstore. I buy books in my local bookstore again. I go to local hardware. I can't even look at Amazon Prime, Al. It just hurts. It just hurts me.
It hurts
Just
me
come
too.
Back. Can't we just trade Tirico for you?
That's another thing I would put. Another thing I'd put $20 on uniforms that don't disgust us and the broadcast teams we want. We should be able to buy it a la carte.
And Channel 701 being functional.
That's right.
All right, we'll take a break to guest lines. This episode is supported by State Farm. Your first reaction after an accident, probably a swear. Your first reaction after you lease or buy a car and you get into it for the first time? Probably just sheer delight. Really, the only words you need to remember are, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm has options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect things you value most, File a claim right on the State Farm mobile app and even reach a real person when you need to talk to somebody. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at statefarm.com. This episode is supported by State Farm. Your first reaction after an accident, probably a swear. Your first reaction after you lease or buy a car and you get into it for the first time, probably just sheer delight. Really, the only words you need to remember are, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm has options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to somebody. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at statefarm.com. All right, so before we do guess the lines, so if you had these, you've had seasons like this, where you just, everything's going wrong in the picks and that now, like I'm losing my confidence with picks now. And I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to embrace it. Because as you know, you've done this.
Mm-hmm.
You've been making picks in public forums forever. Sometimes it's not your year. You either want to be really good or really bad. You don't want to be in between. And I think
this
I'm in the midst. I think
it's
I'm in the
week.
Midst of a really bad year and I'm going to embrace it. Just people can fade me. I don't have it this year. Just fade my picks. Great.
Well, you're winning. I don't know what that says about me because you're beating me through 4 weeks. But all right, let's see what
no,
you got.
No, on Guess the Lines, I'm winning. But in our ZFL Picks League, I'm like 12 games over 500. But with $1 million picks and actual gambling, of course I had the Browns today losing to the Falcons rush for 205 yards, even though Patterson's hurt. Shit like that. I'm like, all right. So one of the things I was thinking, and I want people... Tom Shady 300 is Kyle's Twitter address because he checks his replies. I was thinking about like some sort of exorcism to wash the stink of 2022 off me through 4 weeks, what that would be. And I'm not talking about like chicken blood or something psycho, but is there some sort of thing I could do to switch my luck for week five? Because I just feel like over and over again, I'm on the wrong end of these either or things. Stuff like Jacksonville up 14-0. And, you know, we had the underdog parlay for $1 million picks was Jacksonville +7.5 adjusted with the Titans to win. And Jacksonville loses by 8. Jacksonville, they score to cut it to one possession. But instead of going for the 2 early, which a lot of teams do, they kick the PAT to be down 8. So I lost half point. It's shit like that. And I'm wondering, what can I do to change my luck? So what do you think? What have you done when you've been in a funk?
Have you tried cryo? I can get your Groupon.
Cryo's not. Maybe I should stop cryo. Maybe that should be part of what I do.
Stop cryo. Maybe stop crying and then stop cryo.
Stop crying. Stop cryo. What else?
Don't answer your friend's text at 6:27 in the morning. I don't know. I think you're right. I'm like this too. Like if you give like 4 picks away on a Friday, right? You're like, I want to do good with those, and then I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, I suck at that, but I'm also like, 11-5 every week on if you pick every game. So yeah, it's
right.
Whatever you want to do good with. So maybe just give all the picks next week. See what happens.
You just pick every game?
Yeah. $1 million picks. Yeah.
So I do like $500,000 on every game.
I don't know your dumb money. How you allot the money?
Look at this
in
our CFL.
$500,000. Yeah.
I'm 37-26 in our picks league. And I'm 3-1 in double down. So my record's 40-27 in that league. And yet, whatever. I'm going to do something to change my luck. And I don't know what it is, but one of it might be, I might block Lewis K on my phone. Might be one of my things.
Couldn't hurt. It really couldn't.
6:27. Hey, can you bench Kamara for Pollard? Unbelievable.
I hope people are enjoying this. And trust me, you would love it so much more if you saw Lewis's reaction when 50 people text him about, oh, they were making fun of you on the podcast. You'd be so upset.
You just spent time with him in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we went to the Giants Cowboys together.
Can we tell the baby doll story about Letterman or no?
Yeah, it's just like he doesn't care. He just, Letterman doesn't want to be bothered. Letterman's coming off his best performance, I think, ever on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He was sharp as a tack. It was like 1992 David Letterman back again. And he's great. And he's had run-ins with Baby Doll where he doesn't just want to deal with him. And Baby Doll goes through my cousin Mickey, who's like she works in the talent department. everybody who's been instructed to keep Baby Doll out of there, and he's got to do, Baby, I'm here. How are you, Dave? You know, I manage Colbert.
He starts listing his clients.
Yeah, yeah. And Letterman perfect plays it perfectly and says, never heard of you. Don't remember you. No, doesn't ring a bell. Doing all that. He shakes him off. It was so great. It was the greatest thing. I think there's pictures of it, but there's no video. And and then he does it again with Jennifer Aniston. He's the worst.
He did it with Aniston too?
Of course, yeah. It's like, what are you doing? He's like, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't go and say hi to these people. It's like, what is your job? They're all complaining about you.
to attack celebrities?
Yeah. It's harassment.
Well, the best one ever we talked about before in the pod was when he harassed Oprah. Oprah, you remember me. No, you remember me. When he gets like abrasive that they don't remember him. They're like, I literally don't remember you.
Yeah, he did. I don't even know if I should. You decide if you want to cut this. But I actually walked in with him. I had to see it in person. He did this with Sean Penn. And I guess he had some crazy nights with Sean Penn 30 years ago. And Sean Penn didn't necessarily want to be reminded of his, his crazy past. And so he was like eyeballing his assistant. And the assistant's like, I don't know who the hell this is. I was like, baby, let's just get out of here.
We're definitely leaving that in.
Yeah.
I love it.
Whatever you want to do.
He loves it. But that's become, Kimmel goes to Brooklyn once a year.
Yeah.
And baby goes for the whole time. And then the staff has to spend time making sure baby's not harassing the guests.
Yeah.
On Jimmy's show, which is the whole point, is to have a celebrity friendly interactions with the guests.
Right. Exactly.
A great experience for them from the beginning to end. guess the lines. Thursday night could be a loser leaves town match.
Mm-hmm.
In Denver, Broncos, Colts, loser leaves town, meaning the coach. Nat Hackett, PI, could be in trouble after this game. Frank Reich, if the Colts go 1-4 and then you got the 10 days off, I'd be worried about him as well. I don't like either of these teams. And I promise you this, this is a stay away gambling game. I know people talk themselves in the Thursday night game, but these are two teams that are not playing well with 4 days rest. And this game could go 90 different directions. I'm going to say Broncos at home, favored by 3.
All right, we both get this. We both said exactly 3. Now, here's my thing with these. I did this. I was successful with this in the NBA playoffs. I think these, I'm like you. I think these Thursday night games are wonky and the teams are just as erratic. So take the -9.5 on both sides. You'll get good plus money.
Interesting.
That, right? Yeah, double digit win for either of these teams. Not sure which one, but doesn't matter.
I like it. Sunday marquee game. I have Eagles cards for this. Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles now are on undefeated watch. It's in Arizona. Really? Yeah, because they have 3 hard games left. I mean, granted, they could blow some dumb Giants game, whatever. Their schedule's so easy. It's just, I'm excited to see how many games in a row they can win before we can officially start having the undefeated combo. And Kyler Murray's fun. We already know what's going to happen this game. The Eagles are going to go up 21-3. What do you think? 20-3, 21-3.
Yeah.
24-0. And it'll be like, oh my God, the cards are going to, and then all of a sudden Kyler will just start running around. And then all of a sudden, maybe now it's a 14-point game. Oh, they've cut it to 8.
Yeah. I think you're right. I'm looking at this. You're right. I'm looking at every other game and there's not one matchup where there's the established quarterbacks going into the season where you'd look forward to. But go ahead. Philly gives how many?
I think you could make a case the Eagles are going to be favored in every game the rest of the way except for at Dallas. And they might be favored in that one. But if you go through, that's in play. I have the Eagles favored by 3 in Arizona.
I had that too. It's 5.5.
Ooh.
5.5.
So they're already getting a little Eagles tax.
Yeah. No one's buying into Kingsbury. I think they're really worried.
Well, it's never fun to watch another couple fight on a dinner date. Or a quarterback and a coach fight during a football game that you've been on. Those are two just awkward moments.
I think it's like, no, this is all my fault. No, it's my fault.
No, that terrible play was my, I wanted that terrible play.
And they crushed the Panthers. Yeah.
All right, second straight London game. We have the Packers coming off just barely surviving Bailey Zappi. And the New York Football Giants who threw for 71 yards this week. Hey, London, I hope you like crap. It's like the Norm McDonald joke. This could be a Saquon Barkley fest, or this could be just Aaron Rodgers just picking the Giants apart for four quarters. I think it's double digits. I'm going to say Packers by 10.5.
Oh, wow. All right. Where am I? I get this. Yeah, I said 6.5. It's 7.5.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not a home game, and the Giants somehow are 3-1, as bad as they are. And thank God they lost the Cowboys. Do you know how miserable it would be to deal with Giants fans if they were 4-0 at this point?
I know.
We'd have to ship them all to London. But and I don't know. Packers capable of like putting up 45 anymore? I think those days might be over.
Yeah. How many points are the Giants going to score in this game?
Yeah.
10?
I mean, you're right. It's a Saquon thing, if at all. They didn't really score against Cowboys either.
So the Giants beat Tennessee, Carolina, and Chicago. And they lost to Dallas. Tennessee, Carolina, and Chicago. What will they finish the season with for wins? Would you say less than 20?
Less than 20 wins?
Combined. Tennessee, Carolina, and Chicago, will they win 20 games combined?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think 20 is fair.
Yeah. So yeah, this is the first good team the Giants have played.
Just looking. The Patriots, they had no right being in this game either. They lost by they should have won. They should have beat the Packers in Lambeau. So are the Giants that much worse offensively? Maybe they are.
Can we talk about anymore. That Patriots game for a second?
Yeah.
Because sure. I think people are going to be down on the Packers coming out of that game. I thought the Patriots, Kyle was a witness, Van Lathan was a witness today. I said before the game, the Pats were either going to win or lose by 3. I really believe they're going to do the old school, run the ball, occasional play action, good pass rush. It just felt like an early 2000s Pats game. And it really was. And I think if Hoyer doesn't get hurt, I actually think they would have won. Zappy had a couple good moments, and it was fun that he didn't like self-combust. But their last three, they had 3 3-and-outs to end the game, 2 in the fourth quarter and 1 in OT. He just, the moment got too big for him. Like, he was a third string quarterback a week ago. But I think the Pats are actually, I think they're pretty good.
I think your defense kept it in there too. I didn't see a lot of separation from these Green Bay, receivers, pass catchers, as nifty as Aaron Rodgers were. Like your Juwan Bentleys and the Adrian Phillips were all over the place, I felt.
They actually had a good draft for once. They have a pass rush. They have two good running backs. I think Stevenson and Harris are both good. They have multiple guys, that no star receivers, but at least guys who can kind of get open. And the quarterback position has killed them the whole season. Mac was bad for the first three games. And Zappe today, he didn't kill them, but he also, they needed him to make a couple plays. And he just, he's the third string QB.
But I think the team is good. You can't ask for more than a third string than 10 for 15 for 99. That's what I'm saying.
No, he was fine. Yeah. But they just needed him to make one play in those last three drives. My point is, I think this Pats, I don't want to compare it to 2001. They had that game against the Rams on a Sunday night when they lost to the Rams, but you came away going, this team's good. I think this team, other than the QB position, is good. And if Mac can come back and be more like the Mac from last year and not turn the ball over. And this is a team that should just run the ball, play defense. They hit on all their fourth round picks. The kick returner today, who I don't know where he was the first three games, Marcus Jones, was the most exciting kick returner they've had since Cordarrelle Patterson. Jack Jones, who fell to the fourth round because he got kicked out of school a few years ago because he tried to rob or break into a Panda Express. So Kyle and I call him Panda Jack. We're pro Jack Jones. We love him. But he's really good at cornerback. And then Zappe, who didn't embarrass himself. Like, I think most guys would have taken a shit in the field.
Sure.
I think the Pats are pretty good. I wouldn't rule them out as a 7 seed.
Okay, well, that's funny. But yeah, no, look, we just went over how nobody's great. So, of course, you're going to have to get to 9 wins. So if you think you could look at that schedule and you could go 8-5 the rest of the way, because that's what you have to do. I no longer think it's 10-7 in the AFC. I think 9-8, these teams fighting each other, is good enough.
Well, first 4 weeks, they play at Miami. It turns out Miami, I think, is a good team. We would agree. Mm-hmm. They play at Pittsburgh. They win. They lose to Baltimore. I think we can agree Baltimore is like a legit contender.
Yeah.
And then they lose to Green Bay in overtime today. But then it gets a little easier. They got Detroit at Cleveland, Chicago at the Jets, Indy, home for the Jets next 6 weeks. So they might be come out of that and be, you know, potentially five and four.
Was it fourth and five at midfield, or were they even on the Packers side of the field when they punted?
Well, the punter,
five or more. Yeah.
No, it was more than fourth and five. The punter really hurt them today. I mean, really the reason they lost that game today was the punter. He was awful. All right.
You got lucky too, though. That was like negative 5 seconds on the play clock when you threw that first touchdown. That was stupid and zappy.
That happens twice a game.
It happens a lot. It happens twice in every game. I don't know why the refs are so bad at this. Can't they put a chip in the ball? They put a chip in dogs and cats and humans. Can put a chip in the ball. When it gets down to zero, the ball explodes.
Fun to watch. The quarterback gets electrocuted.
Yeah, something. There's a shock or some kind of something. Let the ball explode. It could be a nice gender reveal or whatever.
I got two watchable games. One is your team playing the Rams in LA. How many Dallas fans?
I don't want to go. I don't. It took 2.5 hours to get to MetLife on Monday night. And now it's going to take twice that. I live 12 miles away.
What is it, a 1 o'clock game?
It's a 1 o'clock Pacific, yeah.
You're 100% going to this. Who are you kidding?
Oh, crap.
There's going to be like 50,000 Dallas fans there.
And they're all going to be trying to get out of the same parking lot as me. I won't make it for Guest Alliance. If this ends at 4:30, I won't be able to make it. I'll do it from the
car. Factored in the Dallas home field advantage for this game, even though it's in LA. I have Rams by 4.
We tie there. I said 4, it's 6.
Mm. That's too high because it's going to be a Dallas home game.
We're going to lose though. This is Cooper Rush. He finally meets, I don't know. He's had some pretty clean pockets. Let's just say that he's done well. I like him. I watch him. He's as good as 24 quarterbacks I watch every Sunday anyway, but he might be in a little trouble this week.
I like him. Tampa is home for Atlanta. I picked Tampa today, as that was one of my $1 million picks, because I felt like that game was when you have the hurricane and it can go either way, right? People can overreact to that and be like, oh, that team's screwed. They're going to be dealing with family stuff. And then you're like, oh, I should have known. It's just football. Or it's a situation like you have today where they just from the first minute looked like they were a mess. I was surprised how bad their defense was. I know the Chiefs played great, but I really thought they had a good defense. And yeah. They were so bad in that game. I don't know what to think. So do we toss that game off because of what happened in Florida this week? Or did they finally go against
the Raiders? Sounds very sexual.
I mean, throw it away. Yeah. Is it a throwaway?
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Or maybe that was really what their defense is this week.
I was surprised because like we said, they had turnovers, which left them in compromising positions, right? They had at least two fumbles, right? No interceptions for Brady. But they held Mahomes to 249, which isn't crazy. The 189 on the ground is what
I never would have guessed that.
Vita Vea and that front seven. Yeah.
I thought the Chiefs would run for a zero.
Right. Right. So yeah, that concerns me a little bit, but I still think they're a top 4 or 5 defense.
Well, this Bucks Falcon game is in Tampa and I have Bucks by 7.
I said 8. It's 8.5. People aren't believing in the flying Mariotas just yet.
Well, it's tough when your quarterback's not throwing for any yards. Watchables. Let's rip through these. Buffalo's at home for the Steelers. I think this is going to be our highest line of the year. Oh, farewell to Mitch Trubisky.
That's it. You don't think we'll see him again? That's it.
XFL? XFL?
We stuck with him for longer than like 85% of people did, I would say.
Well, our take was always if he has a good team around him and he's not making mistakes, you might be able to go 10-7, 10-6, whatever. Mm-hmm. On a bad team, no way.
Right.
With no line. I have the Bills by 12.5 in this game at home.
Good job by you. I went light. I said 11. It's 14. You're right in saying it's the biggest of the year. 14.
Mitch Trubisky has been benched at halftime. Funny one to see the whole for a non-injury reasons or whatever they like to say when the guy's just been benched.
Right,
Chargers,
right.
Chargers are in Cleveland. Not sure what to make of the Chargers game. J.C. Jackson came back. They're still missing some other guys. They still look like a poorly coached mess every once in a while. They kept letting Houston back in that game. And the Browns, who I thought were going to roll over the Falcons and run all over them, and they instead got run on all over by the Falcons. I don't know what to make of this game, but I think the Chargers are going to be favored. I have Chargers by one.
Oh, I got this. I said 2.5. It's 3.
Hmm.
They don't trust Cleveland that much. I don't trust either of these teams. Yeah, this is rough. It's weird with Staley. You didn't mention Staley because I guess because they're 2-2, but he was favored to win coach of the year. And there were rumblings when Houston was coming back. Like, this guy could be the first coach fired, right? If Houston had won that game.
Yeah. I think it was in play. Pats are home for the Lions. Tough one for the Lions today. They're missing some guys, but they got destroyed by Seattle. In like,
I'll give you a hint. I'm off by 5 points here, so you should steal this.
Seattle Detroit did not make one of my TVs, and it turned out it was the most fun of all the games.
Yeah, for sure.
Who knew?
That's what I mean. Geno Smith is hitting 70% of his targets. He's a 70% passer.
If you took somebody who was in a coma for the last 20 years and you just had them watch the Seattle game and the Denver game today, and then you were like, one of these teams traded the other guy and got all these picks back, which quarterback do you think it was? Most of them would have picked Geno, right?
Yeah. 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 If they were in a coma for 3 days, I think they probably would have done that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what we're seeing with either of these guys.
I have the Pats favored by 2 over the Lions.
Am I a complete idiot? I had the Lions favored by 2.5. You get it. It's Pats by 2.5.
Oh, okay.
I'm
telling you.
Why? Is Zappy's favored already against the pro team?
I think the Pats are pretty good. I thought they were going to keep that Packers game close. I'll tell you this. Belichick was into the game today. You watched the game today, right? He was old school. Getting mad at the refs, whipping his headset.
He got so mad at that when they had the opportunity to review that call. He was furious.
He was running down the sideline, calling timeouts. Mm-hmm. He was talking to Zappy. They cut over the side. It really felt like Belichick was like, I think he likes this team. I don't think he's liked the quarterback play, but I think he likes the team. This is like a very prototypical early 2000s Belichick team.
Yeah, if his game plan going into it is we're going to run and we're going to play old school defense, what's better for him?
Yeah.
That makes him look great, right? And that's basically what they did. Yeah, and you're right. There were a couple pet plays away from the quarterback from winning. But I don't know. They should be, you know, you talked about Detroit. As bad and stupid a team as they are sometimes, they score 24 points a game usually, right?
Hmm. Yeah, you'd think.
I don't know.
One thing I heard, as you know, I have some Pats birdies. Kraft loves Zappy.
Oh.
And Kraft thought he should have started this week over Hoyer. He's like all in on Zappy. So I don't know. We'll see.
Wow.
You know who else is all in on Zappy? Nephew Kyle. You've never seen anybody get dumped faster than Mac Jones did for an hour. Oh. Bailey Zappy just did a couple things and Kyle basically took his Mac Jones jersey and just buried it in my backyard.
Is he doing shots of Bailey's now? Is Bailey's his drink?
No, that Kyle's sober October for Kyle. He didn't tell you?
Oh. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, sober October is the thing.
You only got 29 days. You're good. Wow. Good for you, Kyle.
Saints, Seahawks in New Orleans. And I think the Saints are favored by 4.
Yeah, that's what I had. It's 5.
That's a bad game. Nobody should bet on that game. Don't bet on
Andy Dalton. That's such a disappointment. I had high hopes for the Saints. And Winston's going to be questionable every Thursday for the rest of the year.
And then Kamara. That team's all over the place. And they hit on the Olave pick, ironically. That guy's good.
Right.
They traded all that stuff for him, and it seemed a little crazy. He's really good.
Well, Michael Thomas duped us, right? It's like, no, I'm ready week one. Come on. It's old Mike is back. It's like, no. He needs a month off now.
He'll be in Dubai soon. Dolphins at the Jets. And we have no idea who the Dolphins quarterback is going to be, but if it's Tua, I feel like there's going to be some sort of uprising. Teddy Bridgewater with a week with the offense, and the Jets are the Jets, but it is in Jersey. I'm going to say Dolphins by 4.5.
I said 3.5, and it's 3.
So I get Wow. Not a lot of respect for the Dolphins.
There are threes all over. I don't want to tip my hand here with the rest of the picks, but there's a lot of threes. I think Vegas just gave up on some of these games.
Well, Titans at Washington is the next one, and I had Titans by 3 in that one.
That's, you get that exactly. I said 2.
Hmm. That's a bad game. That could be Rivera's last game. If they lose that game, I think that could be it.
You him. Think that's it?
Yeah. I'll also tell you, I'm going to try not to watch a minute of that game.
Well, this you, one, know, you know, you could stay away. They did a nice job putting, you know, another 8-9 games in the 1 o'clock slot, 1 Eastern.
I could be skipping. None of these games really excite me. I could be going to my daughter's soccer game on Sunday.
No, you were,
I mean,
right.
You did it today. You did a Little League game, right? You were at a Little League game.
I did
today.
It for the last quarter of the late afternoon games. Yeah, I was at baseball. You got to do it.
You didn't miss much.
I didn't miss much because I had the stupid TVs right by me as in the form of a phone. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah, my daughter's on a really good team and she's having a great time and she's like totally invigorated and she's playing great. She's like, nice. I just having so much fun playing soccer. You forget how much fun it is to win versus to not win.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh, it turns out when you're on a winning team, that's more fun than a team that wins and loses or just loses. Yeah. The winning part is more invigorating. Mm-hmm. Jags, Texans in Jacksonville. I had Jags by 6.
You get this one. I had 4.5. It's 7.
Am I winning?
Well, I think it might be tied. 3, 6, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8-8. And 4 left.
What a heroic performance by me. I'm on like antibiotics. I'm on NyQuil fentanyl. I'm all kinds of stuff. I'm just...
Don't take a lap just yet. Don't do it. I did all right in a couple of these.
49ers, Panthers. I think it's officially time to say I was wrong about the Panthers. And it turns out it was the Falcons. I think the Falcons are going to be the team. The Falcons, if they
can
beat...
We're 4 games in.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I was... Well, I'll tell you this. Baker was flat out terrible in the game today. And he might be on his way out of the league from what we're watching. Sam Darnold's got to be like, wow, I'm not better than this guy.
I recommend you rest up and get the fluids and everything. But if you do have a few hours, take a look at Baker Mayfield box scores over the last few years. Not that many great games, turns out.
No.
He won that Pittsburgh playoff game. That was fun. Maybe this is what we deserve.
Top 5 QB of the last 10 years for reactions from his wide receivers after passes that either bounced or sailed over their head.
Oh, yeah.
Where they always had that thing where they're like, it's not me, right? Like it's him, right? Like this, like that guy kind of sucks over there, right? I thought he would have a rejuvenation season, and it turns out there wasn't much to rejuvenate. I have the 49ers by 2.5 over the Panthers.
You get this. I went real low. I said 1. It's 4.5.
Oh, that's
so now you have the lead. You have the lead with 3 left. Yeah.
I'm really intrigued to see what happens to the Niners in that Rams game tomorrow because my instinct would be like, oh, take the Niners. You know, it's a home game for them, blah, blah, blah. But I think that Trent Williams thing is going to be really bad for them. So I didn't think their line was good to begin with. He was their only good tackle. And
that game changed when he went out, right?
Oh, yeah. I like the Rams tomorrow. So the way I've been picking lately, maybe go against me. But
I'm going Rams. No, we're turning it around tomorrow, Billy. I'm going Rams with you.
All right. I feel ever since you abandoned me for the extra points crew, I just feel like my gambling's never been the same.
What?
All these new threads, all these new gambling friends.
How dare you? You
barely have time to talk to me in house.
To me and Hench. Look at our Hench thread with the house. How many times you responded?
I could barely fucking see. I was sick. I was afraid to look at my phone. I didn't know if Lewis was going to keep texting about to replace another guy at his team.
Lewis cost you sleep. What a jerk.
Jesus. Lewis, 6:27 text. Who texts anyone at 6:27 on a Sunday? Who does that? That's like somebody died. Here's the text. Or somebody's in the hospital. Here's the text. Or somebody broke into your house. It's the alarm company. You have 3 minutes to get out. Not can you bench Kamara from Pollard at 627? What the hell?
I'm just picturing Lewis's face. He's so upset. He may leave the country.
627, Lewis. It's a person who deals with talent on a weekly basis. I have one poopfecta game, and it is Minnesota versus Chicago. The Bears offense is legitimately unwatchable. It's just not football. It's like when there's a college football game on CBS or Fox or ABC, mm-hmm. but it's a bad game. And you're mm-hmm. just like LSU's on one channel against Alabama, and then you go to this other game and it's like some mid-level school gets another mid-level school, and you're like, oh, this is bad. That's the Bears'
Who
offense.
Did they beat? They beat 49ers in that terrible rain game, and then they beat the Texans last week.
Because Davis Mills threw the pick when they had the ball with a minute left on their own 30.
Fields doesn't have a lot. Like, Mooney was his best receiver, right? Did he have a good game? I don't even know if he couldn't have really had a good
Mooney
game,
was good
right?
today. Yeah, he had like 90 yards today. Yeah.
Oh, everyone wanted to cut him. But anyway, I wanted to defend Justin Fields. And at the same time, he had 11 completions. Like, he usually has 7 or 8. So maybe you just do throw a party for Justin Fields. He had, went up like 30% completion from what he normally does. 11 for 20.
Well, it's a rare combo. I don't really know how much of the blame is him, but they can't really pass block. And he also, his instinct as soon as anything breaks down is he's just going to run.
Take off.
So the other teams now know that. So it seems like they're just sending a lot of guys and playing him to then eventually take off. And then they have guys waiting and they're just not afraid of, like, it's crazy that they even play deep safeties against him because the Bears just don't throw the ball deep. It's
Mooney had 94 yards receiving, but then the other go-to guys like Trayvon Wesco only had 23 and Treston Ebner only had 8. And
are you making up those names or are those real names?
No, these are real names. These are real names in the box score here.
How many did Robert Downey Jr. have?
There is an Amir Smith-Marset. He had a target, but not a catch.
Did Alec Baldwin have any catches? I have Vikings by 8 over the Bears.
Do we split this? No, I get it. I had 7.5 at 7.
Oh, come on. That line's too low. This line will be 9 by Sunday.
They believe in Chicago. Well, they believe in Chicago or they not believe in Minnesota. That Minnesota team's not as good.
Cousins is, it's like the TV show you like with the character that hasn't worked for a couple seasons, but is still on the show and everybody knows the character doesn't totally work. He still puts up his stats. Like, Jefferson had a huge game. But
I guess he did, Jefferson, but I think Jefferson always thinks he's doing better than he is.
Yeah.
Right? They celebrate a little bit too much, but he had a good game.
Yeah. Sunday night.
Their defense is what's weird.
Sunday night's a good game. Baltimore at home for Cincinnati. Yeah. I'm excited for that one. We'll find out once and for all with this Bengals team, I think, on this game, because I still don't know what to make of them. I have the Ravens favored by 3.5 over Cincinnati.
Oh, you nailed it. All right. I'm going to warn you here because we're tied, but I swear on my kids, I picked even the ones I like. That I picked the last one exactly, but you nailed that at 3.5.
Okay. Chiefs home.
Wait a minute. No, you're ahead of me. You're up 10-9. So if you tie me, that sucks. All right. I can't win, but I can
Chiefs.
Tie.
Chiefs home for the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
Monday night. Buck and Aikman.
Uh-huh.
I have the Chiefs by 6.
All right. So we tie for the week. I said 7, and it is 7.
Ah, damn it. They're that's a lot
of
points.
They always kill the Raiders, right? Like, don't they? Didn't they have like 28 first quarter points in one of the games last year? And like Tyreek Hill wasn't even in the game last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what that is.
Another tie for us. I don't have a sister. All right. So I don't know what it's like to kiss my sister. But,
2-1 and 2. Bill Simmons wins.
This episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Whenever someone mentions spring, you can't help but think of the word fresh. Spring brings fresh air, fresh beginnings, freshly cleaned homes. It's also a really great time to take a fresh look at SimpliSafe home security. I use it in my home and absolutely love it. By the way, summer's coming. No better time to maybe dip in
to our friends at Simply Safe, then when you're leaving your house, your condo, your apartment, wherever you live, you're probably going to go somewhere for a while. Maybe it's a week, maybe it's 2 weeks. Guess who's going to know that? Burglars. Simply Safe, great, because it protects your whole home, uses advanced sensors and a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras. Keep watch over your property day and night, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. You can even check it out on your phone. Gives you peace of mind. You want peace of mind? Try Simply Safe today. Risk-free, no contract, 60-day money-back guarantee. Get 20% off your system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/BS. That's simplysafe.com with two I's, simplysafe.com/BS. There's no safe like Simply Safe. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer partner of the NBA. It's just what you need to sit back and enjoy the game. And they're also getting fans closer to the game than ever. You can win exclusive NBA prizes like courtside seats, signed memorabilia, and more. I love Michelob because of how light it is. It's only 95 calories with 2.6 carbs. You know what the perfect time for Michelob Ultra is? A little doubleheader, a little NBA doubleheader. Right at first half of the first game. I don't know, West Coast time, that's usually about 5 o'clock, 5:30, perfect time for a beer. You can do it. Grab a pack to enjoy today. Learn more and enter for your chance to win at MichelobUltra.com/courtside, LDA 21 and up. Oh, wait, before we do Parent Corner, I mean, do you want to talk about the Mets for 2 minutes?
No, I don't want to talk about them for any minutes. I'm so bummed out. I really am. Like, we joke, you know, when you joke about, oh, your team's going to blow it. Jimmy and I were talking about this. And you just say that maybe if you put it out there, it won't happen. And then it's June 1st, you're up 10 and a half games and you have all your starters healthy and you still blow a 10 and a half game lead. Like, I don't even have excuses. I wish I had excuses to fall back on. Scherzer and DeGrom are healthy. Marte's out. But for God's sakes, hold a 10 and a half game lead. Don't play so poorly as they did against the Marlins and Washington and all these other scrub teams.
Plus, you hate the Braves. Out.
I hate them, but you know what? I think I'm going to bet them. I think I'm going to pull a hench. And what result is going to upset me the most next to the Yankees winning the whole thing, which I don't think will happen? I have to bet the Braves or something. I know it's blasphemous.
Didn't you know, Fantasy was talking about this, huge Mets fan, that he felt like he felt like they half-assed the trade deadline and it was going to come back to bite him, that they should have gone for a killer.
He wanted
move,
a lefty.
Just didn't.
Right. He wanted a lefty. I don't know that. Yeah, and Jed, I think he's right, his reasoning and the psychology behind it, that they kind of rested on their laurels a little. I don't know that a lefty would have made a huge difference. He was so good, Diaz, and he was pitching eighth innings, but he barely pitched in September because they either had a big lead, rarely, or they were losing. So it didn't time out, and now we got this best two or three garbage starting Friday.
But you're going to be the number one wild card, right?
Yeah, so we'll play either the Phillies or the Padres. There's a game between them. And the number one wild card does have three at home in the best of three. So that's good. But
you're fine.
To have the week off. You think so? These Braves are as good as they were last year, and they won the title. Like, I know Freeman's gone, but Olsen's just about as good. And they have like two rookie of the year, one and two candidates.
I know, but you're going to play them either way. I don't know. You're fine. You just want to make the playoffs. You just don't want to be in that other. You don't want to be in that winner takes all one game wild card thing. That sucks.
Yeah,
I'm going to avoid that one.
All right.
I thought you'd be more bummed. You got to be honest.
I am bummed. I really am. I would have definitely traded a Cowboys win for a Mets win. Although I'm not even sure they could hold on for the 3-game series against Washington the way they hit. I just hate when the bats just go stale. You can't put more than two runs together in an inning.
I'll tell you this. It's been a horrible Red Sox season.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Judge unsuccessfully try to break the American League home run record, by the way.
Right.
Not even the total home run record.
I call it the Yankee home run record because it gets Yankee fans even angrier. Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I like that. Yeah, it's like he's still 12 away from Bonds. So
right.
The Bonds home run record, which is still exists, he didn't. Mm-hmm. There weren't any rules in place. So even though he cheated, he didn't really technically like cheat where we had to like wipe the records clean.
And never the record 73. The drug test.
Well, the record 73. And it's like, what are we doing? And it's like, no, this is the non-steroids record. It's like, oh, we're going to do that. So now do we have to litigate every player, whether they did or they didn't? How do we know the current guys don't do steroids in any league? Maybe the steroids are just better and less detectable. Give me a break. But yeah, the judge thing, to have the Maris family at all these games, and then every time, and he gets up, and all these Yankee fans, half of whom have probably been to like one game, and they got their cameras ready because mm-hmm. they overpaid for their seats, and then he'll hit like the 220-yard fly ball, and they're like, ah! And then it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a short fly ball to center. I fucking love it, and it's been the only positive this whole Red Sox season. Him I not like being able to break the record is fantastic.
Yes, I do. I have him, by the way. You could bet it plus 450 that he didn't break the record. I had it at last week. I bet it. So I have four more games. I'll probably lose, but it's been a fun game. Bet. But the Maris family, I can't tell if they're like great actors or they're just delighted that they could go home, you know, that the hostage situation is over and they could go home soon if he breaks it, right? Like if you and I had this podcast record, like let's say we had the record for most podcasts ever, right? And yeah. you passed away. Not that there's any way I'm going to outlive you, but you passed away. And so I was there on our behalf and for someone who was about to break our record 20 yeah. years from now. And I'm supposed to be happy for this person? No way.
See, I think it's even worse. I think it's like if Archie was on, we're both dead, and Archie's okay. going to all the games. And they're like before getting closer to the podcast record, and there's Archie sitting over there. Mm-hmm. Like, he's probably rooting for the guy to break the record so he could better work. And then what happens to the Maris guy? What does he tell his boss? How is this covered in any sort of work? He's like, hey, so Judge, I'm not going to be at work again tomorrow. Judge couldn't get the home run. The guy's like, dude. Your desk is full of papers. Oh, nobody has a desk anymore.
can we get him to call in next week? The boss. That's a great angle. I hadn't thought of that.
Roger Maris' son's thinking? Boss.
Yeah.
That guy's like, what the fuck? He told me he was going to be gone for 3 days. Judge had to break the record. It's been 10.
That'd Where be is a good he? Booking. I mean, I know you've interviewed Obama, but Roger Maris' son's boss would be a nice get.
That'd be hilarious. He'd be like, yeah, I had to fire him. I just like, I can't look the other employees we have in the eye. Like Roger Jr. just left. He's going to baseball games, sitting, eating gourmet hot dogs before these Yankee Blue Jays games. Meanwhile, everybody else is working.
It was the most uncomfortable hostage situation I've seen in a while.
I love it. it's so good. I hope he doesn't break it. This is where the sports, we're not supposed to be this spiteful with sports, but there's certain teams where it's like, I just hate the Yankees. I just always want their fans to be unhappy about whatever. They feel the same about Red Sox fans. We're all fine. We made an agreement.
Sure.
I don't want Judge to get 62. I just don't. If that makes me a bad person, so be it.
No, you don't want to see Yankee fans happy. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Yeah, that's
like
it.
Sal in right field with his mustache. Not you, Sal, but just generic Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. Mario holding the judge. Oh, he did it. Aaron, 62.
Just throw at his feet. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would walk him. They should.
Just throw softly at his legs. Yeah.
Who's their last series against? They should just intentionally walk him every
at bat.
Yeah,
four against the Rangers. One of them's a doubleheader. One day's a doubleheader.
Couldn't we do a GoFundMe where it's like we'll donate to the Rangers charity of choice if you intentionally walk Judge every time?
I like that.
What number needed to get to 10 million? The Red Sox fans are in for 10 million. I'll tell you right now. Goes to the Jimmy Fund. Well, everybody's happy.
Yeah, you know they weren't going to allow him to break the record, right? They're like, look, we have enough bad highlights for this year. Don't be the guy that gives it up. Yeah. Mm.
All right, let's do Parent Corner. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. CarMax makes shopping for a car easy for everyone with thousands of CarMax certified cars to choose from. There's a perfect match for your budget and life. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax, car buying reimagined. What do you got for Parent Corner?
All right. So as you pointed out, I had a game at 4:30, a kid's Little League game. My son, he's 9 years old. And so that's at the end of the late afternoon games, right? So the only one really in question was your game. The Raiders were, by the time I got there, the Raiders were clocking it against Denver. They won and covered. And I had big money on your Packers to, I'm sorry, the Packers to beat your Patriots just on the money line, right? Even though I had the Pats plus the points. So anyway, I'm watching that. And the Mets had started, and I had a friend there. My producer, Mikey Meatballs, was there, and we're watching the two games on the phone. And my kid is catching in the first inning, and like the first at bat. First of all, I don't know. Like 9-year-old, you could lead now And so everything, it's just a carousel. Everybody's stealing bases all the time. So he's throwing down to second. The kid's already there before he cocks his arm back to throw. Like, it's so stupid. And same to third and everything. But he's decent. Like, he once in a while, he can throw a guy out at third. He takes catching seriously. A ball bounces, hits him like in the ankle, right? I don't know how the shin guard doesn't cover him. So he goes down for like 10 seconds and gets up. I'm like, come on, you're all right, Harrison. You're all right. And then the next one, there's a foul like off his arm and he's like, he's laid out. And wife and I, and this I think is like, this is like what, I don't know if you could do this with two kids. Like, oh, you have an older one. You're not as worried or concerned or freaked out when the second one gets hurt, right? Because you've been through it with the older one. When you have three, and you know, my wife and I are considerably older than these other parents, these other 9-year-old parents of 9-year-olds. You know, I'm like 51, she's 46, these others are like skinny blonde 33-year-old mothers here. It's so weird. And we're like, oh, just get up. We're actually yelling this from the stands as I'm watching Rogers try to convert a third down. I'm like, Harrison, just get up already. And the other parents are looking at us like, what the hell's wrong with you? There really could be something, you know, he hasn't really moved. I'm like, oh, he's fine. And then like eventually he gets up and walks off and, you know, everyone gives him the applause. I'm like, I told you he was fine. And they're all looking at me like, wow, what a monster you are. You and your monster wife. What are you doing? I'm like, trust me, this is what happens. Go have two more kids. You'll see, you know. So that's my parent corner. And he's fine.
See, you have more parent experience than the other parents.
Yeah, I don't want to make it like it's an I told you so thing, but I do have to explain why my awful behavior.
My parent corner, my son, his school had homecoming last night and they had the football game. And it's this whole event. They have all these different sports. There's like a Ferris wheel and all these food stations. And it's like 4,000 people at the game. It's just a ton of people. And of course, we stink in the first half. And it's like the classic, too many people there. You could tell the team a little tight. Second half, down 9, 5 minutes left. Come down, get the, and I'm explaining football to my wife, like everyone, she's never watched football, doesn't care. So the other team misses the PAT. It's 20-11 instead of 21-11. There's like 6 minutes left. And I'm saying to my wife, like, this is good for us, the missed PAT. And she's like, why is it good for us? I'm like, all I do is watch football on Sundays every week for the last however many years. And the missed PAT, it's like just a bad omen for them. Just trust me. We come down, we score, cut it to 2. Onside kick to Ben's out there on the kickoff. Onside kick, first time we didn't get it. Second time we don't get it either. They have the ball now at midfield. It's like 3 minutes left. We have all three timeouts. Classic scenario, right? It's like, so now all the NFL DNA is coming in where it's like, is this going to be where they just run it into the line twice and then third down, play action? And it's like, we have to know this is what they're going to do. It's what they do. They run into the line. Now it's 3rd and 10. And we have this kid, Santi Hernandez, who's fucking awesome, who he tore his ACL last year. And he was like one of the best players on the team. He's a captain. So he missed almost all last year. He's a wide receiver, defensive end. Started to come back, really started to play the whole game like a week ago. Third down, comes off the side like Lawrence Taylor. Strip sack. We get the ball.
Nice.
Come down. 25-yard field goal to win. Fourth. It was like the first time they've won in the last 20 years on a field goal at the end of the game. Mass chaos. Wow. Our team's 4-2. Let's fucking go, Sal. This is great.
Oh,
high school football. You told me it was going to be great. It's 100 times better. It is so much fun.
I thought
fun.
It was a bad ending.
No.
It was
a great ending.
Oh, good.
It's
good.
So good. Being football parent, it's the fucking best. It's
right.
I don't enjoy it. I'm just wondering the games.
Your wife's into it too, even if she can't figure the numbers out, right? Like, it's very exciting, even for women who don't know, like, or spouses. I don't want to just say women, right?
Well, she doesn't know anything. And it's gotten to the point after 6 games where there was one flag and she's like, what was that? False start? And then the guy was like, false start. She's like, I knew it was a false start. I'm like, this is great. You're starting to learn the football.
There you go. That's great.
But it's so exciting, but it's so funny how all the same things that we watch every week on NFL Sundays are also recaptured in these high school football games.
Yeah, it's in our family now. Like, yeah. It's part of
like the other team should have play action on second down because we were selling out. We had 10 guys up, just a little play action rollout, and they probably the game's over. But they got conservative.
Well, there's no, I mean, that shouldn't be a surprise to us that the pro and the pro ranks, the coaches are, you know, anemic, and that high school, it would be any different, right? Not these going to be these masterminds. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be more conservative in high school because, you know, you've got 17, 16 year old players. But anyway,
the thing that bums me out most of what you said is Louis K tried to get Sante Hernandez in his lineup Friday night.
He asked for him at 6:27 when he found out Kamara wasn't playing. This kid, Sante Hernandez, I'm telling you, this kid's really good. Our team's good though. I think we have a chance, this team.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're 5-1. We're going to meet in the playoffs, Simmons. We're going to meet in the playoffs.
So your team's 5-1?
5-1 now, yeah.
What's your big game?
Do you have the rank? We're ranked like 80. We're the Mustangs. I think we're 90th in the, there's like 1,020 California schools and we're like 93rd or something.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah. We're in the 100s somewhere. Yeah. I don't know what the thing is. Our big game is in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. The other best team in the league. Who do you play next week?
We play Palos Verdes. So it's going to be us or them to win the division or whatever they call it at this point. Yeah.
Friday night affair.
Great. Here we go. Right.
That's it for Parent Corner. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. Take advantage of the nationwide inventory at CarMax. Start your shopping online, browse and compare their full inventory and choose a vehicle from any store across the country. Fees and restrictions may apply. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax. Car buying reimagined. All right, Sal, we made it. Anything to plug?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Ryan Gisrael, director of basketball operations for the Nets. I'm all in basketball again, Simmons, because I was in Brooklyn. I'll make this real quick. I wanted to go to Locale's. It's one of the great pizza places I've heard of in Brooklyn. Melissa and I, we go, we get there. They're like, "We're sorry, the restaurant is reserved by the Nets today." And I look in, and it's KD and it's Ben Simmons and
oh
Kyrie
my God.
Irving at a table. Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, it gets better." And I'm like, "Ah, man, that sucks." So I immediately go to like my app or whatever. And I'm looking at what's walking distance. That's good pizza. And this guy, Ryan, comes up to me, recognizes me from our podcast as he listens every week. He's like, "Please sit with us." Not necessarily with Durant and them, but the other directors of basketball operations. I had one of the best slices of pizza I ever had. We sat there, we ate meatballs. The owner has the same last name as me. So we talked for about a half hour. As we're talking, the Nets file out. Beyonce and her bodyguard come in. And it was like, I got the best pizza experience anyone could ever get. And it was Hollywood, but it was in Brooklyn. And I didn't lift my head once to look at these people. But Beyonce and the Nets at Locale's Pizza. Thank you, Ryan Gisrael.
So now you have to bet the Nets over. Yeah.
I guess I do. So. You know, there's whatever you hear, dissension in the ranks, not true. They're eating pizza together.
Well, if you come up, if anybody suggests any betting exorcism stuff for me before week 5, let me know. If there's any good tricks.
Yeah, we should definitely, what did I say though? I said, bet every game? All right.
Bet every game. Maybe I'll wear my t-shirts inside out. I don't know. Gotta do something to change.
We'll get that going.
What do you got to plug?
Extra Points Podcast Network, part of Omaha Audio. All your sports gambling needs taken care of. Against the odds tomorrow, we'll hit first touchdown. We've hit the first touchdown 2 night games in a row. Props, sides, totals, we'll do it all. So there you go.
All right. Sal, good job by you.
Good job by you, buddy.
All right. That's it for the podcast. Thanks to Kyle Creighton, Steve Cerruti, and Dylan Berkey. As always, I will be back on this feed on Tuesday. Special basketball episode. Any guesses? It's a good guess. Any guesses? Basketball. Tuesday. Maybe a little football at the end. Maybe a little something else at the end too, but basketball Tuesday. I'll see you then. I wanna see them on a waste of-